We've got some huge news in the world of Cities Skylines today. Colossal Order has been replaced as the developer of Cities Skylines 2. We now have a roadmap for the rest of the year for what to expect from the game, which includes bikes, some content creator packs, and the asset editor. In this video, I'm going to go through all that news as well as my reaction to it. But I'm going to be upfront with you. This is really raw for me as well. And while I knew about bikes, all the rest of it's new to me. So I'm doing this off the cuff and unscripted, so if this feels different than normal, that's why. This news came in two blog posts. The first post basically gave Colossal Order a chance to say goodbye to the community and explained who the new developer is that's taking over the project. So we have Marina saying that over 15 years, the Cities series and our partnership with Paradox have been a defining part of our journey at Colossal Order. When we set out to create Cities in Motion, we never imagined it would grow into the cherished franchise with a passionate, loyal community of millions of players around the world. We want to thank everyone at Paradox for their trust and collaboration, and of course, the community for the incredible support that has made Cities what it is today. We're confident that the franchise will continue to thrive under Paradox's leadership. As we move forward, we're excited to channel our experience, creativity, and passion into new projects that align with our long-term vision. So I think the big takeaway from this is that Colossal Order doesn't plan on going anywhere, and they have new projects lined up that they plan on working on, which is good to hear. Then we hear from Paradox, and they say that our partnership with Colossal Order is one of our longest running relationships that we've enjoyed at Paradox. Four games, dozens of expansions, and a community of millions of Cities players, it's remarkable how much we've achieved together. We have a deep respect for the Colossal Order team, and we look forward to seeing where they go from here. On our end, we're excited to continue working for the passionate Cities Skylines community and make sure to provide them with more content and new experiences. Now, I'm guessing that for some of you, this is going to come as a surprise, because many of you associate Cities Skylines with Colossal Order, but Paradox actually owns the rights to the game, and that's why they are continuing with the game and not Colossal Order. The post then continues, the Cities Skylines franchise will move to a new developer, Iceflake Studios, which is actually based in Tampere, Finland, just like Colossal Order. This studio is wholly owned by Paradox Interactive, and they'll be taking on all existing and future development for the franchise, including the free updates for the current version and continuous work on the editor and console versions of the game. And then they work to assuage fears that the game is dead. They basically say that new content drops and updates will happen for many years. On its face, I think that this makes a ton of sense. This is Paradox taking their largest IP and taking it internal so they can develop it as they see fit. According to Gamalytic, Cities Skylines is the top-selling game for Paradox Interactive of all time, and if you combine that with Cities Skylines 2, no other franchise really gets close. So even though Europa is a big franchise, Hearts of Iron, Crusader Kings, those are all huge franchises, they pale in comparison to Cities Skylines. So Paradox really needs this franchise to do well. The post continues by saying that Colossal Order will implement a few more updates before leaving, including the bike patch, which will come out in 2 days, along with the old town buildings, bug fixes, and general improvements to the game. A beta implementation of the asset editor will also be released this year, so that Iceflake Studios has all of that done when they take the helm of the game at the start of 2026. And then it wraps up with a word from the studio manager for Iceflake Studios. Taking the reins of a genre-leading franchise like Cities is an immense honor and a great responsibility. There's a huge loyal community out there, and I want to say to every member of that community that we humbly carry this legacy with respect together with all of you. Iceflake has the capacity and capability to get started. We have a decade worth of experience from making city building and management games. We see a strong foundation and so much potential waiting to be unleashed, and I can't wait to show you what we have planned for the next chapter of this incredible game. The choice of Iceflake Studios is an interesting one to me. They're located in Tampere, Finland, just like Colossal Order, and what that means to me is that there's the potential that some members of the original Cities Skylines team could migrate over to this new team for continuity's sake. But that is not something that Paradox has confirmed. The only thing that they have confirmed is that they've gone with this studio because they own them. So let's take a look at what they've developed so far. So here's Iceflake Studios' website where they have a listing of all the games that they've developed. Now, the first one that they showcase is Surviving the Aftermath, which is a colony survival city builder. The game was released back in 2021. It doesn't have a ton of Steam reviews under 2,000. Now, from what I can tell, the game looks a lot like End Zone or New Cycle, and it looks like the game did have a decent amount of support after it was released. It has 6 DLCs that we can see right here. Just looking over the reviews quickly, it seems like most of the reviews are positive. This is one of my favorite games as of late. It has fewer bugs than Surviving Mars. It's a pity the developers abandoned it. Donnie says, great game, thoroughly enjoy this. I just wish they were still doing updates and DLC for it. Major Ripoff says this game's a scam. Don't buy anything from this dev. They will never support or update the game unless they can resell it for full price. I have a sneaking suspicion that this is in response to Surviving Mars. And speaking of Surviving Mars, Munkers actually says they bought this because of Surviving Mars, because it's from the same publisher, but this game isn't as good as Surviving Mars. Just wait for the remake coming out later this year, which is now out. As far as the other games they developed, I'm far less impressed. It seems like mobile games and shovelware. So this one right here is called Ice Lakes. It's an ice fishing simulator. It's actually well reviewed, but again, it's an iOS and Android game that just happens to be available on Steam. Next is Race Arcade, which is a top-down 2D racer that was available on the Xbox, PS4, and the Switch, as well as Steam. This one does not have very good reviews. They also developed Premium Pool Arena, which is a game about playing pool. And Target Horizon, a historical war game available for iOS and Android. So I'll be honest with you, maybe they can pull it off. I'm not 100% sure. And the games that they've developed in the past don't necessarily leave me going, my goodness, they are the perfect fit for this. But here's the thing. Before Cities Skylines, Colossal Order developed Cities in Motion 1 and 2, and those games had kind of a tepid reception as well. So we'll have to see. The real story here is that Paradox is taking the game in-house, and they will now have complete creative control over the game. And that means that whatever comes from here on out, it's on Paradox. So that means that if the game fails, it's on them. But if the game succeeds, they can also claim all the credit for that. Now, I've got to be completely honest with you. Here's where I get a little bit nervous. I looked for examples of games that successfully transitioned developers after release, and I couldn't find any. There are definitely examples of franchises switching developers and them releasing a new title in that franchise that does very well. Think of Fallout moving to Bethesda, or even Metal Gear Solid being taken in-house. Those were good transitions. But I can't find an example of a developer taking over a game that has been released and it being successful. The examples that I found were a little bit concerning. Everyone's going to point this one out. Kerbal Space Program 2. This is a game that has transitioned developers and at this point, I believe is a dead game. And the other example is a Paradox game, Prison Architect 2. They transitioned developers after having a certified build and we have not seen the game released yet. This actually came, this delay came out in April of 2024 and we're about to roll into 2026 with no new news as far as I know. And I think that's why they released their second forum post with a roadmap for where the game goes from here. And they have some firm dates on here, which is nice to see. The bike patch is coming out on November 19th. We have a couple of content creator packs and some radio stations coming out on December 3rd. And asset mods will be available before the end of the year. Now, on the note of the bike patch, that is very real. I've actually been testing that. I can't say much about it just yet, but I will have a video that comes out in less than 24 hours. In fact, I was working at it all weekend. I've got my B-roll list right here that I need to finish up. I will say, there are portions of that video that are going to hit a little bit differently in light of the information that we just learned. I'm not going to change the video, but I just want to make you aware that while I was recording that and scripting that out, I had no idea that this information was going to drop today. So in this post, they go over a lot of great information about what's happening with Cities Skylines 2, stating that, yes, we're getting the bike patch, we're getting the Old Town patch, the bug fixes, general improvements to the game, and it's all coming before the end of the year. That's what Colossal Order is doing. And they're also providing us with the editor, meaning access to asset mods is coming before the end of the year, before Ice Lake Studios takes over at the start of next year. They're also saying that the asset editor is releasing in a beta state. However, anyone who wants to use the mods created from the editor should feel confident in using those mods. They're also saying that Ice Flake will take a while to get up to speed and that if there are issues with the editor, it might take a while to get them fixed. And I just gotta say, this is not surprising. This is Ice Flake Studios' hiring page and they're hiring for basically everything right now. But this is why they are saying, because of that, we can't share a specific timeline for post-release fixes just yet. They'll monitor feedback closely and prioritize improvements as needed. So I think that we can expect development for Cities Skylines 2 to slow down after the asset editor is released, and I'm not really sure when things are going to pick up once again. They also discussed the console edition of the game. They said that Ice Flake will be handling all development for Cities Skylines 2, including the console edition. And then they gave a whole bunch of marketing speak about whether that will be delayed or not. They say that, will this cause the console release to be delayed further? We are continuing to work on the console version and look forward to sharing updates with the community as soon as we are ready. That basically means, who knows? They then discussed why Ice Flake was chosen as the studio to continue development for Cities Skylines 2, stating that Ice Flake brings strong experience in simulation and city building games and has demonstrated the creativity, technical expertise, and passion needed to continue the development of City Skylines. I'll be honest with you, I don't believe that. They've developed one city building game and a whole bunch of mobile games, but they are located in the exact same city as Colossal Order, which means that maybe they can share talent in that regard. They're also relatively close to Paradox Interactive from a geographic standpoint, which means that it's easy to visit the studio. But ultimately, they are an in-house studio that has built a complex city-building game, and I think that that means a lot to Paradox, or at least that's what I would assume. Nexus says, will this impact the design or focus of the development? They say that the core identity of City Skylines 2 will remain unchanged. While every studio brings its own development style, our shared goal is to continue evolving the game in a way that stays true to its foundation. So I guess if you like where City Skylines 2 has been heading, you should take solace in this. If you were hoping that the game would wholesale change, you might be a bit disappointed in this news. They then talk about bug fixes and say, will it be fixed? And they don't actually answer that question. They just say, report it in the forums. And then they get to Colossal Order. What will Colossal Order do instead? Will they shut down? And it says, Colossal Order will work on new projects and explore new creative opportunities. Follow them or go to their website for updates. I've got to be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure what this means for Colossal Order. As far as I know, City Skylines 2 was the only game that they were developing, so this means that they've lost the only project that they were working on. Now, I'm just going to say, at a human level, I feel really, really bad for everyone who works at Colossal Order, and I wish them nothing but the best. I had the privilege of meeting many of the folks that work on the game when I went to Finland, and I've got to say, they were all wonderful people. And it's important to remember that many of the people who worked at Colossal Order were actually members of the City Skylines community at one point. And that's because Colossal Order hired asset creators and modders to work on the game. So for them, even if Colossal Order picks up another project, they're not going to be working on the game that brought them to the company. And it's also important to remember that Colossal Order is an incredibly international company. People move to Tampere, Finland to work on City Skylines and work for Colossal Order. So I imagine this is a very scary time for many of them, and I wish them nothing but the best of luck. And I also want to take a moment to thank Colossal Order for all their work on the City Skylines franchise. City Skylines is one of my favorite games of all time. I poured thousands of hours into the game, and it's meant a ton to me. And more than that, the community around the game has meant a ton to me. I've made so many friends because of this game. It's changed my life in a variety of ways, not the least of which is this YouTube channel that you're watching this video on. This is all because of City Skylines, and I don't take that lightly. Thank you guys for all of your work on the game. And the post wraps up by saying, when can we expect first content from Iceflake? And it says, we don't have a concrete timeline to share just yet. The Iceflake team is hard at work getting fully settled into the project and will share more details about the plan as soon as they can. I've got to be honest with you. I think that Iceflake Studios has a very difficult job ahead of them. They're taking on a game that was released 2 years ago that has numerous issues and a large fan base that's disgruntled. This is not going to be easy, and here's where I make a plea to everyone in the community. We have to give them some time. At this point, Iceflake is taking over the only modern city builder that is currently available, and I wish them the best of luck. I hope that they can fix the game. I hope that they make this game the game that I thought it was going to be when it was first announced. And my guess is that many of you feel the exact same way. And that brings us to why. Why is Paradox doing this? And I have a couple of theories. First is, I think that there is a large segment of the player base that's kind of given up hope on City Skylines 2, and they're hoping that this is the shot in the arm that's needed to bring people back to the game. Perhaps a new developer will make the community feel more confident about the direction of the game and breathe some new life into it. And more importantly, maybe they'll be able to resolve some of the issues with the game that Colossal Order has been struggling with. But I think the big thing is the opportunity to take full ownership of the game and completely chart the direction of the title. So we'll have to see what they do with that. Obviously, this is something that means a lot to them. They brought modding in-house with Paradox Mods. So at this point, they will have full ownership of everything that happens to City Skylines 2 from here on out. And again, I wish them nothing but the best of luck. Modern city builders are my favorite genre of games. And right now, this is the only game in that genre. So I hope that they're able to correct course and turn this into the game that I think we all hope that it would be. With that, we're going to leave it here. I've got to get working on the bike video again. I've got 4 pages of B-roll that I need to record to stick into the video and finish editing that. And I have less than 24 hours to do that. So thank you for joining me. I can't wait to see you in the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.